Mark Cuban congratulates Trump on fair and square election win after sexist smear of pro-Trump women. By Lucas Nolan on November 6, 2024. Mark Cuban, the leftist billionaire and prominent Harris campaign surrogate, congratulated Donald Trump and Elon Musk on the former president's fair and square election victory. Despite his sexist smear against pro-Trump women sending shockwaves through the nation less than a week before Trump's landslide victory. The New York Post reports that in the early hours of Wednesday morning, following the conclusion of the 2024 presidential election, billionaire leftist and Shark Tank judge Mark Cuban took to social media platform X, formerly Twitter, to express his congratulations to Donald Trump on his victory. Cuban, who had been a vocal supporter and surrogate for Trump's opponent, Kamala Harris, throughout the campaign, wrote, "Congrats at real Donald Trump. You won fair and square. Congrats to at Elon Musk as well. Hashtag Godspeed." The congratulatory message came as a surprise to many, given Cuban's previous criticism of Trump and his involvement in the Harris campaign. Just days earlier, during an appearance on ABC's The View, Cuban had faced backlash for claiming that Trump does not surround himself with strong, intelligent women. The billionaire quickly attempted to clarify his remarks, stating that he was referring to why Nikki Haley, a prominent Republican figure, was not actively involved in Trump's campaign. Cuban apologized for his comments, acknowledging that it was a mistake on his part and emphasizing that he was not intending to make negative statements about Trump supporters. He cited his wife, Tiffany Stewart, as having watched the entire interview and understanding the context of his remarks. Cuban also pointed out that he knows many strong and intelligent women who voted for Trump, including members of his own extended family. Breitbart News' John Nolte explained in a column why Cuban's apology makes no sense. "Of course, that's pure gibberish, pure nonsense. It's one thing to say Trump does not like to be challenged publicly. It's another to say, as Cuban did, that because Trump doesn't like to be challenged publicly, all the women he keeps around are dumb and compliant." After that explanation blew up in his face, America's dumbest billionaire tried again on Friday. Now he's saying he misspoke. "When I said this during the interview, I didn't get it out exactly the way I thought I did," Cuban tweeted. "So I apologize to anyone who felt slighted or upset by my response. As I said, it wasn't about Trump voters, supporters or employees. Current or former." He added, "And, I set myself up for the 6-second soundbite. No excuses. Can't nail every interview. My skin is thick enough." Just like Joe Biden calling all of us garbage, all Cuban did was feel too comfortable in the View's henhouse echo chamber, which resulted in him telling the truth about how he sees women who support Trump. Trump responded to Cuban's idiotic comments and non-apology by insulting his golf game, a crucial weakness for many billionaires. Despite the controversy surrounding his comments, Cuban's congratulatory message to Trump and Musk signaled a shift in tone and an acceptance of the election results. Trump, in his victory speech on Wednesday morning in West Palm Beach, Florida, praised several women who he credited with helping him secure a return to the White House. He specifically mentioned his wife, Melania Trump, whose book Melania, a Memoir, had become the nation's best-selling book. Exit polls conducted by NBC News across 10 key states revealed that 44% of female voters supported Republican candidates in the 2024 election, a slight increase from the 42% who voted for Republicans 4 years prior. This data suggests that Trump's appeal among female voters had not significantly diminished, despite the controversies and criticisms he faced during his previous term and throughout the campaign. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.